Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Let's lift our hands to heaven. Come on. Let's bless the Lord from the depth of our heart. Let's give him praise. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Si anamane kafido si parayate. Oh, we bless you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, we thank you, Father. There is none like you. There is none beside you. We give you praise. É machuá, é machuá, é machuá. Amawá do pé, amawá do pé, amawá do pé. Jesuá, é cheu. É macheu, macheu, é macheu. Oh, we thank you, Father. There is none like you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big, big hand. If that's your best, you can stop, but if it's not, you can increase it. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father. The Lord said to tell someone, I don't know whether on site or online, said the reason why the enemy started having a space in your mind is because you began to compare yourself. Oh yes, you began to compare yourself. Start comparing your timeline. God said, when you stop and start giving me praise, then you'll see me at work. Oh yes. How many of you want to see God at work? Oh yes. Oh yes. Let's give him praise again. Oh, thank you. Oh yes. Say, Lord, I want to see you at work in my life. Oh yes. Let me say this to you. There are certain things that are yours to do, but if you initiate them at the wrong time, it will look like they are not yours to do. You see? One of the dangers of comparison is that it pushes you to miss your timing. Yes. There's a timing where this thing will be done by grace, sponsored by grace. But when you're not doing with that timing, you sponsor it with so much effort, so much energy, then you will lose relationships because you are trying to get from it what the time is not ripe for. By relation, I mean people. Generally, you're going to, yeah. Usually when people force timing, it brings shame. Oh yes. Oh yes. I picked that while I was praying. Tell your neighbor, don't force your timing. Oh yes. Say it again, don't force your timing. Tell your neighbor again, don't force your timing. Oh yes. Let me give you a gist. The fire of God is going to come on you this morning. That's the gist. Oh yes. Well, this one is not the one that consumes. It's the one that empowers. The one that invigorates. Because there are many things I've been teaching that without power you can't see them. Oh yes. We need power. True or not true? I said you need power. Do you, you don't believe that you need power? Oh yes. All these people who are on laptop, who are on all those things, the power of God is going to eat them. Oh yes. That when you hold a laptop, it wants to crash. You are not crashing. Oh yes. Said again this morning, I receive power. Yes, I receive power. You see, one of the very serious things is that it is very easy to get carried away and just receive me as a teacher. Because the teaching can be addicting. Just like, let me just sit and enjoy. But much more, a lot can happen. True or not true? I said much more, a lot can happen. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Please be seated. I'm going to teach what I'm going to teach in a very simple way. Is that clear? Yes. It's going to be in a very simple way. As I'm going to be teaching, one of the things that is going to happen is that it is going to feel. It's going to happen. What I want to say is going to happen. Okay? It's going to look as if somebody brought 10 ACs into this place. There's going to be a very serious cold running through your spine. And I know what that stands for. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, yes. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, yes. The power of God is going to get you this morning. Do you believe it? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As we have our last Sunday here, I've moved to other things. I'm going to be... Yes, still doing a lot of teaching, but a lot of impartations. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Is that okay now? Because we are entering into phase two of the assignment, and the phase two has a different release and a different... Are you ready for phase two of the assignment? Are you sure? Oh, yes. Turn your Bibles to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 6. Of course, you understand that the text, the principal text of this series is 1 Samuel chapter number 17, verse 34. When Saul began to, when David went to meet Saul and said, I'm well able to go against these Philistines and I'm well able to kill him. I'm well able to do this and to do that. Saul said, you are not well able. Say, this guy has been fighting. Say, you are but a youth, but he has been fighting since the days of his youth. Oh, yes. And David said, when I was keeping my father's sheep, a lion came and a bear. See, bear signifies something, and lion signifies other things. But the peculiarity between these both creatures is that both of them don't need to bite twice to kill a lamb. Do you understand what I'm saying? If a lion should, and where do they hold their prey? The neck. If a lion should hold a lamb, because what he said the both of them came for is a lamb. You see, what did they come for? A lamb. That's a very serious one. So, it means the devil is going to come for those who are not going in church. Simple. We are all sheep, but the lambs are the ones that will be hot. Do you, that's it mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Lions go after prey to eat it. Bear don't really go after prey to eat it. They can just feel their territory is threatened. So yes, bear can eat green grass. They are, I can't remember all those things. I know we do omnivorous. I can't remember all those things. Those, yeah. So they like fish. They like fish. So it means that I conquer two kind of creatures. The one that want to prey on what God has given me charge over, and the one that want to waste them. They are two different things. There is the one that wants to feed on them, but there is the one that wants to waste them. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the one that wants to feed on them, they don't come alone. They come in packs. Because they are a strategic animal. See, what David was saying is that the presence of God, because you need to understand the depth, is so strong with me that till I was able to get the bear, the lamb out, all right, the teeth of the lion could not kill it because it got them out alive. The Davidic anointing entails that nothing dies in your hands. So it means if things get so worse, the enemy becomes slow for no reason. If a bear, you see, these animals, they are called wild animals for a reason. I've seen people go online and say that they are doing some sports. sports. There are things you will never find Nigerians go to do. Somehow, we have seen it all, so we know. You know, I saw a video, I think, it was a circus, all this display. Two tigers were inside cage. Hey, tiger. They were dancing with them. They didn't know how the tiger came out. And people were there watching, women and children. They are called wild animals for you. Leave them in the wild. With one swipe of their paw, a bear can remove a person's face. Doesn't have to strike twice. One. Just one. It will dig the face out. So Saul must have won. And David was not lying. He killed them. It was one Samson killed a lion. And that was a testimony of God's hand and God's presence with him. From today, you begin to see God's hand with you. Amen. Now, let me say this. Hold on. How many of you have leadership capacity over people, one or two people you are leading? Let me see your answer. Oh, yes. If there's always disaster and disaster and disaster, you are not carrying Davidic anointing. What did I say? The power of God at work in your life must be able to safeguard those under your watch. From today, nothing dies in your hands. Amen. You are not saying it like you care about those you are leading. Amen. That's not an apostolic spirit. I said, from today, nothing dies in your hands. Amen. Oh, yes. Nothing dies in your hands. Oh, yes. Sit down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You will not be called always to be catering for disaster and disaster and disaster. Yeah. Nothing dies in your hands. Amen. Hey. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So follow me carefully. Says David said to Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear. This is not beer, the one they drink in beer palo. A real bear. Say, came after me, came after my lamb, and I killed it. Let me tell you something. Once the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes upon your life, you are not only triggered when the devil comes for you, you are triggered when it comes for your people. If it keeps coming for them and you don't pray for them, you don't intercede, soon it's going to come for you, and you will not escape it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I receive messages every week. Oh, this person is dying. This person is. Even this morning I've received message. Oh, Apostle, please pray for me. This. Oh, yes. God is going to anoint you.
Amen.
He's going to anoint you powerfully.
Amen.
Oh, yes. That you can lay hands on people and say, oh, yeah, peace be still now. And that's it. And that's it. You don't need to do twice. That's it. Peace be still. Bishop Dagwood Mills shared a time that Archbishop Benson Daosa came to Ghana to minister for his son, Bishop Duncan Williams. And he was the one driving. And when it was time to drive back to the hotel, they drove through their church. And he said, Lord Bishop, our church is our facility. And Bishop said, oh, park, let me go there. And he went there. And he entered the place. And he laid hands on the altar. And he said, church, grow. And that was it. And he left. He never visited Ghana again till he died. And that was about 2 years to the time he died. He never came to Ghana again till he died. That was the last visit. So he trapped what he needed to trap. And that was it. By the following year, the church has spread in branch. God is going to empower your words. Amen. See, if there's anybody who is not craving for God's power, then this service is not for you. But what I'm about to introduce you to is power. Do you understand what I'm saying here? God is going to empower your words. Amen. That when you say it, you will see it. Oh, yes. Now, look at it. Talking about early track record. Act of the Apostles, chapter number 6. We're going to follow carefully on this. From verse 1. And in those days, the number of the disciples was multiplied. There arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews. God spoke to me. He said, it is from Abuja that you will no longer have to start small branches again. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He said it to me. He said, it is from Abuja you will no longer have to start small branches again. He said, I'm going to expand it in your hands. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He said, you will no longer ever have to start small branches again. Oh, yes. Watch what's going to happen. Be seated. Be seated. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. So in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look you out amongst yourselves, several men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. When people insult pastors and say, you are not running ministry, you are running business. The Bible calls it business. I said the Bible calls it business. Oh, yes. God has a profit in it. Oh, yes. He said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. How many of you attended primary school here? Yes, that's the way. It's similar to the way God operates. In every generation, there are places God will require everybody that will matter. Start from local assembly. Start from there. Begin to grow. Later, begin to showcase His grace upon their lives. Begin to use them from elementary levels. Do this today, do that tomorrow. He's trying to steer the waters. If they recognize it, they are faithful, they are responsible, they take their lives serious. He begins to do more. Begin to do more. Steer the waters. Trust them with more things. People advance. Later he begins to make their voice do something in the body of Christ. You cannot have access to the body of Christ if the groom does not give you access. It is not the quality of your message or the quality of your grammar. It is Christ that opens that door to whoever will speak to his body. You must understand that. You can do sponsored posts from now to 50 years time and he chooses you are not a voice to his body because he has not seen what will help the body. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes begin to move a generation. Say, okay, go to campuses, do this, do that. Begin to do certain things. But over time, it begins to now bring everybody into specifics. Somebody say specifics. Everybody start at general practitioners. But it begins to bring you into specifics. This is the area of your calling. This is the area of your emphasis. Now, when God moves you from general practice into specifics, your voice will go down small. Many don't like that. Because he will now have to train you in the specifics. Many don't like that. So they measure alignment by looking at the degree of the noise. So they do everything to keep the noise going. Then they never enter. So what that means is that since you have chosen to stay in the general, the new guys who are coming from the elementary scene, they will meet you there. So by the time those that you don't want to be like, whose voice went low, so they can be trained in the specifics. By the time God begins to say to a generation, hear ye them. This one is still at the general. Listen to what I'm saying. When stagnation meets a man, depreciation will follow. The sign that depreciation has entered is that we'll begin to get those ones wrong and begin to fight them. So in every generation, it happens like this. Now, hear this. The disciples said, now, this is our own duty. We will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. That is what we are going to do as a lifestyle. Are you seeing that now? But look for men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, that we can appoint over these things. So, what we were doing before, let them come in. There are many of you that what I'm doing now, you begin to do. I don't have to travel anywhere to go and start a branch. This trip to UK is the last one I'm traveling anywhere to go and start. What nonsense. You don't want God to use you too? Huh? Talk to me now. God doesn't use ladies. Look at the way people are quiet. God doesn't use ladies. He can't use you because you are a lady. God punish the devil. He will use you. I said he will use you. Oh yes. Now, I know what I'm saying like I know my name. Many of you under the sound of my voice will enter states and governors will be panicking.
Yes, sir.
We don't know how it began. That somehow it looks like it is the person who is the lead pastor that God is using. How? God is going to use you.
Amen.
I have a revelation of what I'm saying. I have a clear revelation of what I'm saying. What God showed me was many stars. I saw it.
Hallelujah.
Many stars. I saw it. I saw this ministry I saw this ministry become a mighty tree. A very mighty tree. A very mighty tree. I saw ministers from Lusaka, from Nairobi, from Djibouti, from Botswana, from Cameroon, from Australia. I saw ministers all over the nations. Oh yes. Seated. Being taught the word of God. I saw that hall. I could not see the end of it. Oh yes. I saw men. I saw men of the calling. And one of the things I observed in that vision was that many of the people I was sitting in front, they were men who were shaking nations already.
Yes, sir.
Shaking kingdoms. And they are not coming from outside alone. They are going to arise from here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. They are going to... Mark what I'm telling you because it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I saw myself seated, my hair white. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I saw it. And I saw ministers of God. And God said, I have trusted you. I have decided to trust you with transitions. He said, I'm going, yes. Said, I'm not going to say the later part of it. I'm not going to say the later part of it. Some of us have very key roles to play and, oh yes. Oh yes. I see God and upon this house.
Yes, sir.
In a very, very strong way. Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Or you think I have to shout for you to know God is here? Oh, yes. Sit down. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So very, very soon. Say you want to start church in America. I don't have to travel and then be traveling and then go and start church. No. We are soon going to enter into an apostolic phase where it is now the word spreading. Not you going everywhere. I went on a walk with him and God told me. He said, you don't have to be everywhere to have mega churches everywhere. He said, you don't have to. Yeah, so from today, I will take of what is on your life and put it on your men. Oh, yes. This is our last Sunday. And I told you to watch out for what the first year will look like in Spirit of Life Church. First year anniversary. You won't believe it. You will not believe it. Oh, yes. You will not believe it. Oh, yes. And that grace, without noise, is going to come upon your life. Yeah. Do you believe what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I said it is going to come upon your life.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for the time to come where we have thousands of people seated and I just say, you go and preach. Say, hey, this person, they brought the person on wheelchair. Hey, that, bring that protocol officer. Yeah. Speak to this person to get up. So we can be given to prayer and the ministry of the word. Oh, yes. In Matthew 10, Jesus sent disciples. I don't bother checking. I'm going to just quote them. And he said, you go out and then go and do all, send them two by two. When they came back, they had testimonies. Say, we saw this happened, the lame walk. This. Jesus said, no. I beheld Satan. Fall! That's the place of power. So you go and do the job. Let's stay with these idiots and deal with the root of their issues. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Pray and say, God, fill me with power. Fill me with power. Fill me with power. Se kopan de kabele teke shtevren de roko shente. Se le kraham de li koste paran de kepine shte. Rakom de roko shende roko se kero te roko. Oh yes. In Jesus' name we're praying. Let me quickly move on. Continue. Sit down please everyone. It's going to fill you with power. Say, we'll give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Say, I'm just saying, please the whole multitude. And they choose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. That's his credential. Which Stephen? A man full of faith. Hey, which Stephen? A man full of faith. That's his credential. I said that's his credential. And Philip. And Prochorus. Sorry, you might be hearing some names for the first time. And who? Prochorus. Who again? Prochorus. And Nicanor. Oh yes. Oh yes. Prochorus and Nicanor and Timon and Parmenas and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. Nicholas got converted not too long before that time. He was a new convert. He was not usually with the Jews before. So he was a convert with them. You see. So who did they select again? They selected Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. And Philip, now let me say this to you. Go and check in every ministry when there are ordinations. There is always going to be Stephens, and there's going to be Philips, and there's going to be Prochorus, and there's going to be Timons, and there's going to be Nicanons. Are you following what I'm saying here? And there's going to be many of those, and Timon and all of Nicholas. There's always going to be that, everybody like that represented. Stephens, full of the Holy Ghost and faith. And there's going to be Philip, the one that will turn the whole city upside down. Then there's going to be Prochorus. Prochorus, where are you? So, we don't know. Prochorus. Timon. How far? So you now begin to wonder, are they not in the same generation? How come we have Philip and we have Stephen? We can't stop talking about them. But where is Prochorus? I said, where is Prochorus? Say, well, you are not God to judge. It is God who knows the person who is really serving him. Let your light so shine before men that they may glorify. Listen to what I'm saying. If you really do enough, it will not be eaten. The work will speak. Do you understand? Can I be brutal with you? It will not be what? Hey! They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. A man full of faith. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. And the word of God increased. You see that? Whenever people become responsible to share in the body, there's going to be increase. Sometimes ministries are dragging because those that should mature are not maturing. They are not entering what they should enter. You see that now? The man of God has to still leave the prayer and the word and begin to say, you do this, you do that. So you'll be dragging down the move of God if you are not growing. You'll be slowing down the activity. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh yes. You'll be slowing it down. That's why whenever I'm preaching, I have my monitors everywhere. Because I need people that will grow to begin to see before I see it. That's the truth. I don't really wait. Oh yes. But when we now begin to have people that can stay, we are not bothered about those things. Boom. See everything increase and spreading. There's an anointing to bear the part of the body. There is. There's an anointing. So when hands are laid on people, it is not just empty hands. It is not kisses. The grace imparted to be a part of it. Say this morning, I receive grace. Now look at it. And the word of God increased, and the numbers of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Hey, Jesus Christ. Do you know these guys, the priests? Those guys who were the brutal guys, who were always seeing something wrong. They became obedient to the faith. Now look at verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great miracles among the people. If others did, it would have been mentioned too. I said if others did, it would have been mentioned too. If you have ever been a part of a system, maybe they prayed for some workers or they prayed for some leaders and hands are laid on you. Hey, say it loud and clear. My head will not be empty. See, I need you to be very angry because those that you were assembled around the same time, some of them will emerge to become Stephens and Philip. You become what you choose to become. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's why one of the prayers you must pray consistently is, God, empower me to arise with my generation. Don't be busy joking and gallivanting around and wasting your... Let me share something with you. People speak today about Mama Bolare in Nigeria. Oh, the song she sang since those days, it is still ever fresh. This is happening. Oh, God is doing... Let me tell you something you don't know. And I'm going to say this one without any sense of apology. When that generation came, she was not the only one. There were two women. One of my friends was talking to one of my spiritual sons. He said, the difference between your pastor and us was that after campus, he never stopped. Let me tell you something. You always ask, where are those who are shouting fire on campus? They took small break. And many of them don't know that their destiny does not require small break. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, some people don't know that their destiny does not require some people small break. Let me just quickly get this and set this in place, because you know, you see, the decision to follow God was me ready to receive no from people I like because I don't have the money it takes to take care of them. And I was more than ready. I don't know where that stubbornness came from. It must have been the place of one of those prayers. You must have a tracking record to identify those that you have been assembled around the same time. And you must, now you are not knowing that to compete. You must have individuals as markers. Because one of the ways you know your generation is that God will begin to do the same thing in your life around the same time. Brothers, the same thing in your life around the same time. You begin to observe. That even when you listen to them, the stories are aligning. Oh, this one will say between 2010, 2000 this. So you say, okay, that was about the same time. So it's always plus minus three. 2010, 2009, 2011. Okay, you say, okay. Say, God began to do this. You observe. It was around that same time. God, see, it becomes more terrifying if you are now hearing them talk at a point that you have dropped out. So you will now begin to say to yourself, so this is where I would have also been, if not that I took a small break. Hi. No, don't take a small break. Tell your neighbor, don't take a small break. Tell your neighbor again, don't take a small break. Let me share this story with you. Oh yes. While I was going to leave campus, are you with me? Oh, you are not with me. Are you with me? Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure? Can I really talk to you?
Yes,
while I was going to leave campus, many of us, of course, you've gone through all the wahala and all this, so you are ready to just get out. So my friends that were staying together, and that's why isolation is dangerous. My friends that were staying together decided we are going to fast and seek the face of God. Oh Lord, what do we do next? What's our this? And then, you know that my friend, I told you that his sleep is very economical. Oh yes. Oh yes. Whenever he sleeps, he wakes up with quality dreams. Exactly what you are praying for. So he was the one who slept. And then he woke up with a vision and woke me up in the middle of the night and said, I had a vision that I saw many of us, he mentioned our names, executives on campus. So we were all walking in a farmland, and when it was time to close, everybody came. Okay, I share this with you. Everybody came to submit their cutlass. He said, so both of us were the last to say we went to submit. So, and the owner of the farmland said, no, you are not going to submit. You are going to do it here for 2 more years. That was the 2 years of staying, fasting, and prayer. Both of us did those 2 years together. You did those 2 years. I think the mistake I didn't make was that I never successfully pulled out of the 2 years. I tried to. Because somewhere in the middle of it, I'll wake up in the morning and I know myself. I'm an active person. Everybody's going, I'm like, I'm not a lazy man. Lose me and let me go. What are you preparing me for? Am I the only one you are calling? But should I had prevailed and taken a small break, I will never be back. Oh yes. Because the devil is waiting for the small break so he can weave systems. And everything will make sense and be logical. It will be so logical you will not even see the devil at work. It will begin to weave systems that are correct. And everything is legal. Everything is right. And you may never be back to your calling. Until the day you now meet somebody that God began your assemblage at the same time and began to share God's dealings. And sometimes it will be that God has now sent them to repair you because you didn't rise. As they begin, you now begin to say, it was about the same time. There are many fathers who hate their children going to many churches because those men have become what they should have become. See, when you hear a man of God, you are the one who is happy because you have been blessed. It is a different taste if we had 20 more years to your age and you now discover that this is the man. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm trying to tell you is that there are people that they began around the same time. Some got offended at them as colleagues and left. Let me tell you this. One of the very humbling reality about God and His move in your life. Please, take what I want to tell you. I can kneel down to tell you this one statement. Is that, listen to what I want to tell you. Those who will understand this amongst you, I will know them in the next 10, 15 years. And I'm not going to say it twice. This one statement. You must be able to successfully identify David around your life. Listen, hold on. Those who carry the Davidic grace, listen to what I'm saying. It is, your destiny is interwoven with them. It can be friend. It can be leaders. Sometimes it can be followers. There are leaders that will never have a voice if their followers don't give them platform. Listen to what I'm saying. Identify those carrying the Davidic grace around your generation that God has planted around your life. Know fully well it is possible it is not you. Conclude it. That doesn't mean God will not use me, but it is possible it is not me. Value the relationship. No matter what happens, don't get offended. The kind of stupidity many Christians exude, even demons are not that stupid. Since the devil rebelled, have you heard that any demon rebelled from the kingdom of darkness? Maybe some one demon rebelled and left the devil and said, we are now the new. Rebellion is what happens at the lowest degree of spiritual intelligence. It is the lowest degree. It is all time low. Chai. All time low. Oh, Jesus. See, that statement I just told you now. Mark it. That's why I said I'm just going to tell you that statement once. Are you following what I'm saying? Mark that statement. Let me tell you, Pastor Paul, you shared this while he was on campus. The way the president handed over was a very funny one. He handed over at a car park and just called him and said, see, because the problem was too much. Say, you are the next president of the fellowship. I lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. I command you. That's the way they handed over to you. In a fellowship where they are even angry, that as a new convert, they are trusting work. So now, the only way for president to pray is that you have to go and tell them and say, former president has prayed for me, I'm your new president. So you can imagine the kind of battle this person will go through. And the battle began. One of the people in that generation, listen to what I'm about to share with you, called the rest and said, I perceive that the hand of God is with him. In the future, if any one of us voice will be heard, it will be because we align with him. From today, I share no animosity towards him. He's my friend, and that's it. That person amongst them, that one person who said that, is the only one in that set whose voice is still being heard. You know the problem you have? The problem you have is media. If we can seize your phones for 3 months and teach you, you fulfill destiny. Everything we are teaching, you have your own social media pastor saying the opposite. So each time you come to us, plus one, minus one, because you are confused. You are confused. You are confused. The people God has raised for you to feed you spiritually and train you. Somebody says something different. Which one do we believe now? Who has God sent to you? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Listen to what I'm saying. Go and check every ministry. Call men. Everybody, hey, 20 of you, kneel down. We anoint the same hands laid. The same oil. What? Or you check back. You just discover that some people shoot out. One time I was running a fish pond. Fish pond. They didn't tell me very well. I mean, I've checked different things. You buy the same feed. Feed all the fish. You discover that some fishes will not grow. And over time, those ones that refuse to grow, the ones that have grown will begin to eat them. That dealing that God started with you, make sure it doesn't stop. And make sure you don't go on small vacation off it. Let me say it again. There is a season of your life you must not take a break. I don't know what's happening, but I want to go and put my mind together so I can be sure. Fellow is not coming back. The devil has been waiting for that singular decision, even if it's a day. you will see that the effort it will take to recover, to let you know that the greatest force of hell is they've been waiting for that opportunity. What I'm trying to tell you, pay attention to God's dealings upon your life and the timeline. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Church, do you understand what I'm saying here? Let me tell you, I wept. This is the first time you hear me say this. I wept bitterly. Because when Sphere of Light Church finally started, it was after 4 years of unnecessary delay. 4 years. Let me tell you what I did. Listen to what I'm saying. The people I marked are those who said yes when God began to bring the prompting. Not those who said yes when I said yes. Think about that. If I say the things I want to say, this sermon may end in tears on many levels. And I'm not trying to make anybody regret. One of the most painful ways to live life, and the first day I taught this series, go back and listen to that first message. Go back. That is the high, the lens of the other series. I said something important to you, that many of you never entered certain things until you reach the age and the season you now agree are mature. There are two ways to measure timing. One is Chronos. One is Kairos. Chronos is from the word chronicle, calendar time. The other one is Kairos, season. In your Chronos, you might be small. In your Kairos, you might be old. In your Chronos, you might just be, hey, I'm trying to put it. In your Kairos, God has been waiting. What you judge yourself with is the Kairos. Because it is your divinely appointed time. Guess what? It doesn't wait. It doesn't wait. And unfortunately, if you hang around those whose core message is the death of your vision, sometimes the promptings of your heart, they are true. But what God does is that He will give you another shot. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, what I want to say is very radical. Sometimes, let me put this like this. Pray. Spend time in prayers. Spend time in prayers. Spend time in long prayers. Let me tell you what I mean. By long prayer, I am not saying just lock yourself. 1 hour, 2 hours. No. Learn to be still and be quiet before God. Pour out your heart. Listen to Him for longer period. One of the things that lifestyle will do is that it will sharpen you to pick signals. Signals of the Spirit. A man who is not praying has lost so much now, he won't know yet. The day he will know is the day he resumes prayer. If he never resumes prayer, he will never know. And the reason he will know when he resumes prayer is so that he can begin to recover. Are you following what I'm saying here? Listen to what I'm about to share with you. Sometimes the Holy Ghost begins to prompt it in your heart. And say, see, nothing is wrong with your heart. This was actually my design for you. But you didn't wake up on time. This is now what I'm going to do. What, Lord? Continue praying. Oh, God will now reassemble out of mercy another opportunity that will make it look like you never lost anything. But you will not enter it if you stop praying. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I know what I'm saying. Tell your neighbor, rise with your generation. Oh boy, tell your neighbor again, rise with your generation.
Let me tell you something.
I say this as your pastor.
I can look at my wife today and say, Papa, Mama, God's hand is upon your life. I love the way your marriage looks. Listen to what I'm saying.
Everything you see today would have been a mirage if at the time I knew this is the season.
He said, I'm not sure. Go and wait for 3 months. I swear it will not happen.
It will take God renting. I'm saying there are many things that should happen that never happened. Because God was ready, but the person was not ready.
I think this is the wrong crowd. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Loss is not just when you see God can be ready. Everything is set as far as heaven is concerned. And that's why the new generation of parents must raise their children focusing on Kairos, not Chronos. Do you understand what I'm saying here? If I have a 22-year-old boy that by Kairos he said he's ready to marry, marriage he will do. Forget about culture. Who even changed the age who get married? Because in those days, boys 20, they are set, they are good to go. They are responsible fathers. Now you are seeing 40, you say, hey, I'm still praying. Who changed it? Culture did. And everybody will come and just submit to it. Focus on your Kairos. Focus on your... See, listen to what I'm saying. Some of you need to go back and lock yourself up and start praying. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I know what I'm saying like I know my name. I know what I'm saying. Because can I give you a minute to pray that every time I've lost everything that was mine that I missed, oh Lord help me. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh Lord help me. Look at the way some of you are praying. Oh yes. Oh Lord help me. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. In Jesus name we're praying. Let me tell you how seriously dangerous these things can be. Sit down. A woman gave birth to a boy at the time that there was a decree that the male should be killed. The daughter of the one who gave the decree came to bath at the river. Because usually they don't bath at the river now. And then pick the boy where the mother had dropped him. She dropped him there for anybody that will see him, praying that hopefully. And then a girl came up and said, wow, this must have been daughter of one of the Hebrews. So I can go and call someone that will nurse the child. Call the person that will nurse the child. Call the mother of the child. The mother of the child received the official appointment at the palace to nurture with salary her own child. All the curriculum built for that child is to make him an Egyptian. But the mother who carried him in the womb began to inquire, for God to have preserved you, could it be that the 400 years of prophecy hanging, you are the deliverer? And she began to educate him. You are not one of them. So much so that when he saw them beating the Hebrews, he killed one of them. Because he had been brought up more as a Jew than an Egyptian. Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yes,
the mother taught him that. Now the guy, taught by a praying mother, now began to fight quietly for his people. He said he thought that they will know that God will deliver them by his hands. But they did not know. Meaning that they were seeing him as a weird Egyptian. And he was wondering, should you not have known? Because some of them will know the story. Should you not know that God must have kept me here because of your deliverance? Rather, they were offended at him. At their 380th year, God began the process to set them free. Are you following what I'm saying here? They never became free until 40 years later. Meaning that when you fail to discern God's method to bring you out, this, listen to what I'm saying.
you will have to wait till there's another opportunity. I can prostrate and beg you. Pray so much so that even in the heat of pressure, you will make informed spiritual decisions. In the heat of the biggest, you will stand. Because listen, God will test you. He will, for the sake of doctrine, He will allow you to be tested with everything, and the most important of them all is delay. That's why James said, let patience have a perfect work in you, that you may be whole and entire, wanting. It means that there is a spice delay brings to the table that nothing else brings. And listen to what I'm saying. At that point, it will check the prayers you have prayed ahead and the ones you are still praying. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Because, but let me say this to you. Like I said, go back and track it. The friends that God began to have similar dealings with you. For some of you, planting you in a local church like this is a strategy to bring you back on track. And he's trying to, you have left the way, you shall just become what you have become. It's not like, and listen to what I'm saying. When you leave the way, it's not like you end up poor and broke. And the money may even be the reason why you feel justified. But that's still not destiny. And what is not designed to bring fulfillment can bring fulfillment. You just know that, hey, I have money, I have this, I'm happily married. But this, let me tell you something. Let me share this story with you. I've shared story because I told God, I owe it to you. And the people I'm leading, to be brutally honest, even with my life. Before I met my wife, I was in something. God gave us exact words. Prophecy of 10 years compared aligned. So I said, yeah, I've called. It's not working. One time, the daughter of a governor called her and said, you have never heard me say this. Delete this on my message. Say, you have never heard me say this, but I will tell you today. The woman said, you consider me a happily married woman? I said, yes. Say, you know I'm happily married? I said, yes. You know my husband is a good man? I said, yes. He said, let me tell you what you don't know. I would have been happier, but I failed to discern the man God brought. He said, I perceive you are going in that direction. I can go on my knees to beg you. The one who did not disobey God, God will settle him. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am asking that the grace for the hand of clock of the time to be rewinded, and you and everyone under the sound of my voice represented with a brand new chance. Now with informed power and wisdom and precision, I ask that the grace of such restoration be released. Oh yes. Let me give you a minute. Hold on. Are there brutally honest prayers you have to pray? Maybe you have avoided for a while. Can I give you a minute to pray it? If you want to go on your faces, whichever, brutally honest ones. Oh yes. Sakandero kusiblante rekishen. Brutally honest prayer, beloved. Brutally honest prayer, beloved. Brutally honest prayer, beloved. Pray some brutally honest prayer. Pray some brutally honest prayer. Pray some brutally honest prayer. Maybe you have been avoiding praying that prayer for a while. Now is the time. Pray it. Pray it. Oh yes. Pray it. Pray it. If for once, tell yourself the truth. Stop blaming every other thing. And say, God, restore. Brutally honest prayer. Brutally honest prayer. Brutally honest prayer. Pray it. Brutally honest prayer. Brutally honest prayer. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Rakashente rokoshente. Rekende rokoshente rokoshente. In Jesus' name we're praying. Now sit down for a while. Let me tell you this. This is a prophetic teaching. If, now check. Sit down again with your life and check. If what took you off God's calendar was fear. Fear is actually a factor. Fear of the unknown. Fear is real. Fear is real. And the fear is real. I can tell you the most haunting thing I faced in my life in saying yes to God was fear. Fear of, I know the devil say you may actually never imagine to anything. The devil will tell me that, see, you refuse to progress with your life. You have offers to travel out of the country. You are not traveling because you say you are raising men. He says, so let me tell you, they will become. Their life will evolve. And they will leave you when you have become a problem. Everyone will leave. I began to mention, you see that one has left you. You will be alone all your life. You think you can become this? I can only imagine the kind of fear you would have been trying to pass across to Jesus. That see, you are going to be trapped. You think you want to die. Oh yes. Oh yes. But who is it that says a thing when God has not said it? Those fears are not real. The reason the devil is pushing them is because he knows that if you obey God, you can never come back the same way. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Family left me and insulted me and called me a lazy person, even when they know I've never been lazy. One of my lecturers called me a prof. Called me. I said, I know you love God. He said, but I know God has blessed you. God did not just give you this intelligence. He said, so if you never become a prof, you have wasted it. He said, hey, that was a prof talking to me. He said, I'm begging you. Make sure. He said, if you need me to do anything for you, I'm going to do it. And God said, I am insisting. Go back to the place of prayer till I tell you it's time. One time I became so hungry and broke and things were very bad. No, you can't pray just 2 years. And it never, see, I was never, so it didn't even end in 2 years. It actually went to 7 years. It was 7 years. I was never allowed to do anything. I could not start businesses. I could not do anything. So one time I became frustrated that God, just send me help and do something. He said, so this is my new instruction for you. He said, you go to so and so place and start taking free tutorials. I said, what is that? He said, go there now and tell them I've asked you to come and be taking the children free tutorials. I will go there and call them. Oh yeah, so I'm going to take you to some people who are writing Waek, who are writing this. Come out now for free tutorials. I'm going to be taking you all the courses that are giving you problem. Sometimes they will not come out. They will say, so, so, and so, and so, he's having a headache, his head is paining him, so he can't come out today. I'll just sit down there with my pen and book and be wondering what is this. Sometimes they will come out late and just be, I'll just be saying in my heart, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. And the devil will tell you, I told you. In those years, it's not going to be far. It's going to be very close to your ears. The only way you can overcome is to stay in the place of fellowship where the voice of the Holy Ghost can be higher. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know why I'm teaching all these things when I'm teaching you. Because I have my own direction I wanted to go. I don't know why I'm teaching you. What I'm teaching you. I don't know why I'm teaching you. I'm telling you. Some people take me for granted because I share all this, but I don't care. I don't care. I don't know why I'm teaching you all this. Oh yes. I will go for meetings. They will talk about giving. I'll be pained. I'll be cringing. When I talk about people who are not giving, I will say, hey, I hope it's not me they're talking about. Because I actually have a heart to give, but I don't have one. I don't have, if I have one. Oh yes. Oh yes. Except a grain of wheat first fall to the ground and dies, it abideth alone. It is that falling down to the ground that people avoid. I don't. Yes. Oh yes. I told our pastors, one of them called me and he said, I have finally left the city I am and I'm going to the place you sent me. Hey! As he sent me the message, I didn't reply the message. I didn't reply the message. I saw a door opened for him. I saw a door opened. I said, so you have businesses here, you have all that. You are not. I've not even sent you money for accommodation. No, say, why are you going to be saying, I'm going to say with a friend? Hi. In the day that the beauty of this work will come out, you will not be missing. So I prayed for him. Because God is going to give you opportunity to be a part of a system and to labor in it. Stop looking for where it is ready. Take it as your God-ordained opportunity. So when we came to Abuja to start here, I just laughing. I laugh. Some people that avoided me, I laugh. See, you don't, if only you know that what we have come to do, we work. And it is your God-ordained lifetime opportunity to be a part. God-ordained one. Bishop Oedipo said in 1976, they wanted to use 3,000 naira to pay for a church venue. He said, now that we all are at the same level, I urge you to contribute and give towards it. He said, because if I have anything, everything, I will never ask you. He said, because a time is coming, some of us begin to fly. And they will say, we are doing something. He said, but now that we are at the same level, do it. One time he was in Shiloh. He said, there's none among those who didn't desert me, who is not flying with me now. None amongst them. Now that we all are at the same level, we are saying we are giving 50% of our salary for missions and all that. Do it. Because some of us will eventually fly. We will take our flight. I'm saying some of us. I'm joking. And when that time comes, they say that Daddy Gio how to speak during convention. That if I'm using anything other than God, kill me before daybreak. What this generation rather did is to still insult him. My God. I beg you in the name. Can you please cut down on social media? Can you please stop? Can you please cut down? You are saying those things don't affect you, but they are. And they are dragging you away from the path of destiny. They are affecting you bad. You don't know that you would not have been this bad if not for those things you are reading. They are affecting you bad, sir. Still insulting. A man of that stature. For the man to come out and say it. And he said, he is doing this because there are some people who are the younger ones who may believe. So that's a man going out for rescue. In Hebrews 11, that's what it means to quench the mouth of the lion. The one going after the lambs. It's a risky adventure. Now that everybody is at the same level, can we honor God and do the right things? I have wept several times in this ministry when I announce things, and I see that nobody has revelation. Anything sellable, I sell. When I sold my car, it was the inner lining. Yes, people didn't see it. There's no problem. If I'm going to sell that car now, it's going to be double the price. I said, we will not face shame, sir. And so a time is coming, we don't have to sell. Sell what? Even we beg you, stop bringing cars. They that sow in tears will reap joy. Never miss your opportunity of your God-given track record because of peanut. How much are you earning? There's nobody here earning 5 million. Nobody here earning 2. I stand to be corrected. Except for those who are abroad. And the problem they face is as much as the money. Because when you see people abroad now, you think they have money. It's not there. The accommodation, what they pay per month, is what you pay in 3 years. So the problem is as the high salary, but the system collects it. Sir, a time is coming. One person with one check will cater for the entire yearly budget. One. Sit down. I was a pastor in Redeem before, and I'll tell you this: in Redemption Camp for Holy Ghost service, in a day they killed over 1,000 cows in a day.
And one time we found out that it is one woman that was doing it. One. Now that everything is expensive, you can check cow on Gigi. If you don't see the one that has HIV. At least maybe now you get around 400, 500 upward. Times 1,000. Times 7 days. Listen to what I'm saying. That person had the heart before God blessed that person and kept it pure. The day I found out, then, in those days, we will say that, Osho tu, kula, where are you going to carry kula? We are carrying kula. God is using one person. The entire decoration you see in that place, it is one person doing it. One. One. I'm not saying one person. My God. I don't want to mention one of the women. A woman. A known woman. Now that we are still at this point in history where we can be under, you know how many buckets are here? I'm not afraid, ashamed of it. Collecting the rain. Let's all do these things well. Because the flight is here. The flight is here. I was speaking to one of my brothers, Pastor Hiren, CCI. He said, Apostle, when we came to Abuja, we could not even afford a house. He said, we had to go and stay in a very dangerous area. He said, thief came at night. He went to open the door for the thief and said, pick what you want to pick and get out. The first time Oropo came to my house, he looked up and had a deep breath. He said, you won't believe when I first came to Abuja, this was the house I wanted to collect. I could not afford it. I said everything is on the other side of growth. He laughed. Why should you eat your tomorrow today? Esau preferred food. Anybody may give more than me in this ministry, but nobody sacrifices like I do. I lead the way. And there are things that, the only reason I share is to inspire you. So there are things I will, no matter how much I want to, there are things I will never share. Because I'm not teaching what I, some pastors teach, so people can do it, but they will never do it. What a life. What a life. Everybody is just giving you. What's better than a dustbin? Dumping site of seeds and envelopes. When I was having apostolic ministries to be preaching everywhere. We're living on the road. Go to my room, hamper, envelope. God said, don't live on them. Don't live on them. I'm your sustainer. I'll dump any envelopes in my room. Say, when the owners come, I'll tell you. No, just be honest. That's the owner of the place. Can, yeah. That's the owner of that envelope. That envelope they gave you in Nasarawa. Say, that's the owner. That's the owner. You can't go through such dealing and then become a fool. So, many men may come out around the same time, but there will always be Stevens. There will always be Phillips. There will always be Phillips. They will stand out. In faith and in result, they will stand out. At least if two people, oh Lord, mark two people with a mark of fire to stand out, that they are, yes, oh yes, Lord, oh yes, that their lives will be radically transformed. Oh yes, oh yes. I feel like laying hands, but I'm not going to lay hands on anybody, so. But everybody, yeah, lift your hands to God. And ask, oh Lord, empower me to stand out amongst the crowd. Empower me to be distinct. Empower me. I don't want to be among what is called all others. I want to be unique. Doesn't matter whether you're a lady. Forget about the nonsense that all this investment of God in your life should now end because you are married. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. Oh yes. Let there be a release of fire across this entire hall right now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, I evoke the covenant that backs up this calling. Oh yes. Every graces and impartations upon my life, I evoke them now. And I ask that you will mark men as I speak. From the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Let there be a marking process. And a release of fire. Hey, just one person is enough. Just one person is enough. Pray for yourself. Let there be a mark of fire. Fire. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Oh yes, Lord. Let there be a release of fresh fire. That your children will not take a break when the battle is fierce. The power meant for continuity. Rekendelo ko patende kaya. Rinu sin ketila. Ayende kabula. Kayende ketina motakash. Oh yes. Let there be a marking process. And a release of fire. Fire. The fire that will never go out. 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 The fire that will never be put out. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Let there be a release, Lord. Amen. Put your hand on your head, everyone. Stand on your feet. Oh yes. Father, I ask that the same way you use Philip uniquely and you distinguished him with your mighty hand. All of you in the media stand, come here. That you will. Yes, you may want to go on your knees or stand, whichever one. I'm going to lay hands on you. It's going to be a very serious one. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. The hand of God is going to come like fire upon you. The same way Philip, you anointed and empowered him. Yes, the mark of difference. Remove your hands from your head as I lay hands on you. I ask that as I lay hands on these children today, let the weight of your power, the weight of your power, the weight of your power sit upon every one of them. Oh yes. Let the weight of your power begin to operate upon their lives. Power of the Holy Ghost. The weight of your power. Oh yes. Oh yes. They manifest strongly upon their lives. Much more than standing behind the camera, there's something God is doing with you. Power of the Holy Ghost. Oh yes. And Philip, being a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost, that you will find men from this place full of power, full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost. Out of your belly is breaking rivers. 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 Oh yes. Rivers. 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 Come on, somebody should walk with me. As I just lay hands randomly, out of your belly flow rivers. Yes, help me, help me, help me. By the power of the Holy Ghost, out of your belly flow rivers. Oh yes. Man of God, come here. Out of your belly flow rivers. Rivers! Rivers and streams. Rivers! Kale kotai katesh. Oh yes, out of your belly flow rivers. Rivers, rivers. Oh yes, rivers of the Spirit. Oh yes, rivers, rivers. Oh yes, rivers, rivers, rivers of the Spirit. Rivers of the Spirit. Rivers. 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 The mighty hand of the Lord. Out of your belly flow rivers. Oh yes. Rivers! Rivers. Oh yes. Rivers of the Spirit. Rivers of the Spirit. Out of your belly flow rivers. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters. Yeah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters. Power of the Holy Ghost. Help him. Out of your belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of my belly,
there's a season you ought to have entered. There's a season. I've got a shrinking time for you, young lady. There's a season you ought to have entered.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something has to leave for something has to, something new to come. I ask everything that has to leave, get out now for something new to come.
Rivers of living water. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
by
yeah,
the hand of the Lord. By the hand of the Lord.
Out
oh, yes.
of my belly
oh, yes.
shall flow rivers.
Oh,
rivers
yes.
of living
Come.
Water. Yeah, yeah,
bring
yeah.
it here. Out of my belly
shall flow rivers, rivers of living water.
By a mark of this fire, there's a new stream flowing from you from today. Power of the Holy Ghost. Help him. It's a new season.
It's a new
season. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. By a mark of fire. Written deep. Glory of the Lord. It's a new season of the glory.
Shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you come. Come.
Out of my belly.
Say, Lord, I receive.
Shall flow.
Your empowerment today. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. It's a new season. It's a new season. You have not seen anything yet. It's a new season. Oh yes.
Shall flow rivers. Rivers of living water.
By a mark of fire.
Oh, out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water.
Lift your hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You will not miss your day of visitation. You will not miss your day of visitation. The grace that came on the sons of Issachar that understood times and seasons. Mark of his fire.
out of my belly shall flow rivers.
No, allow him.
Rivers of living water.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Amen. Thank you, Father. I ask you, Lord, that your hand becomes mightily established upon everyone. A new season is ushered in through this impartation, and there will be no dryness.
Amen.
Suddenly there is an heightened level of awareness of God's activity and the grace to pay the required prices.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Don't delete anything from this message. Leave it raw as it is. Yeah. Okay. Now listen. If you will go back home and spend more time with God in prayer from today, you will see more than the rest the significance of the impartations you have received. More than the rest. More than the rest. Do you understand me? More than the rest. Oh yes. You will see it. The significance of the impartation. More than the rest. Thank you, Father. Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you. Lift your hands and give God praise. Give God praise. Give him praise. Oh yes, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Can you just thank him? I'm just thinking. Oh yes, there's so much weight of God's glory here. There's so much weight of God's glory. Just, oh yes, there's so much weight of his glory. There's so much weight of his glory. Oh yes. There's so much weight of his glory. Thank you, Father. Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Amen, amen. There's a song coming to my spirit, Look and Live. You know that song? You know the song? Very well. Okay, yeah, sing the first stanza.
Look and live, my brothers live. Look to Jesus. Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word.
If you have been joking with what the devil is trying to do with your life, then stop joking. So you can pray the prayers you should pray. Exactly. I said exactly. Oh yes. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Please sit down for a minute.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.